This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden will hold a press conference as the NATO summit wraps up today, as questions about his age and capability hang over his campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden faces a key test this afternoon when he holds a rare solo press conference amid questions about whether he's capable of serving another term after the debate debacle. It's a chance for the president to show the American public something.
What we saw that debate night is not typical of what we're going to see in the future.
The president's tried to stop the bleeding since that night unsuccessfully, and Democrat Dick Durbin and others are looking for him to again press his case today. Every word and gesture will be parsed, but this president's never quite been a master of rhetorical moments like some predecessors. He told MSNBC this week average Democrats still back him, even if some elites do not. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel's ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza City in the north as bombardments escalate throughout the besieged territory. Israel says it's pursuing Hamas fighters who are regrouping in parts of Gaza that had been targeted earlier in the war. Israel's heavy strikes throughout Gaza in recent days, which have killed dozens of people, could be aimed at increasing pressure on Hamas during negotiations for a ceasefire. U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators are meeting with Israeli officials in Gaza for talks trying to push through a deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say the U.S. is now considering abandoning efforts to reinstall the pier that has been used to get badly needed humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians. The White House and the Defense Department say the pier will cease operations, quote, soon, but will not specify the timing. This is VOA News. Many Spaniards have turned to charities like Mundo Justo as they find themselves priced out of the market amid a shortage of social housing and regulations that deter long-term rentals. Gabe Singer from Reuters has the story.
After 3 years of sleeping rough, Francisco Carrillo is overcome with emotion as he tours his new apartment in Madrid. It's been provided to him by the charity Mundo Justo, or Fair World.
I'm very happy, very happy. Look at this room. It's mine. Tonight I'm going to dream all night. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
The 62-year-old Carrillo is one of a growing number of Spaniards who have found themselves priced out of the market. The housing shortage has been exacerbated by a boom in rentals on platforms like Airbnb and Booking.com. That has spurred a wave of protests across the country in recent weeks.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump ratcheted up his attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally near Miami on Tuesday, trying to discredit her as the Democratic Party tussles over whether President Joe Biden should remain in the race.
The radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president, sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala.
Seemingly in jest, Trump challenged Biden to another debate and to 18 holes of golf, as well as mock Democrats who are trying to decide what to do.
Let's do another debate this week so that sleepy Joe Biden can prove to everyone all over the world that he has what it takes to be president. But this time it will be man to man, no moderators, no holes barred. Just name the place, anytime, anywhere.
Speaking at his golf club in Doral, Florida, Trump stayed mum on his planned choice for his running mate. Kenyan President William Ruto dismissed most of his cabinet Thursday following weeks of protests that were triggered by proposed tax hikes. Mohamed Youssef has more from Nairobi.
Speaking at the State House on Thursday, Ruto said that due to the country's recent political and economic situation, he has decided to fire his ministers.
I have today, in line with the powers given to me by Article 1521 and 1525B, of the Constitution and Sections 12 of the Office of the Attorney General's Act, decided to dismiss with immediate effect all the Cabinet Secretaries and Attorney General of the Cabinet of Kenya.
Kenyan political activist Boniface Mwangi told VOA Ruto needs to change the way he operates.
We are very happy because it's the beginning of the end for him as well.
Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.